What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. It's nice to be with you on this Thursday. Now, insulin resistance, is it the real issue, the health issue of our time? As we move towards the end of Heart Health Month, it's important to understand the biggest risk factor for our heart disease. And joining me on the line this morning is Fiona Kane, nutritionist and holistic counsellor. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning.
Interesting topic here. Insulin resistance, is it the real health issue of our time?
Yes, absolutely it is. And even at the moment, you know, due to COVID, we do know that people with metabolic health issues, which is what insulin resistance is, are much more at risk, 32% higher risk of or chance of ending up in intensive care, and 19% higher rate of death. So right now with COVID, it makes it even worse. But essentially, insulin resistance is behind heart disease, diabetes, most of those horrible metabolic conditions. They start with insulin resistance.
Is this, what's the difference? What's the connection, though, with, we often hear a lot about high cholesterol. Where does that fit into the equation?
Yes, and one of the problems that we have is that we see cholesterol as being the be all and end all, and that's like, that means if you've got high cholesterol that, you know, you're going to have a heart attack, that kind of thing. Mm. And cholesterol's further along. So essentially, if you've got high of the wrong kind of cholesterol, it's because you have insulin resistance. It's not about the cholesterol, it's about the insulin resistance. So you need to go a step back and treat the insulin resistance. And unfortunately, what we do, though, is we only look at people's cholesterol numbers. And sometimes people's cholesterol can be high, but they don't have those other risk factors. And sometimes it can be low and they very much are at very high risk of heart attack. So cholesterol is not a good indicator. It's just part of a whole group of symptoms and signs. But you really have to look at insulin resistance. Your insulin number is the most important.
Very interesting, Fiona. Now, having a bit of a read about this, I was interested to note that it was suggested that is this a global health issue?
Yes, it absolutely is. And you see it with, to sort of explain insulin resistance, it's something called metabolic syndrome, but it's more accurately called insulin resistance syndrome because insulin resistance drives it. And the issues that people have when they have this are they have the abdominal weight, so basically that waistline being bigger than what it should be. They can get raised blood pressure. They get the high of the wrong kind of cholesterol, and they get impaired glucose, so they start heading towards diabetes. So all of those, when you look around, they're major issues that we have in society at the moment. The other one is fatty liver. I often talk to clients and ask them if they've ever been diagnosed with anything or any blood sugar disorders or anything like that, and they say no. And then I push them a bit further and they say, and I say, have you been diagnosed with fatty liver? Oh, yeah, the doctor did say something about fatty liver a couple of years ago. Mm. So there's a lot of people who don't realise that they actually have insulin resistance and they're heading towards diabetes and heart disease and they don't even know that that's happening.
Interesting, Fiona. What about age? Is it sort of in a particular age bracket generally?
Well, once upon a time you would have said so. And yes, we always look at the sort of, you know, 40s, 50s and upwards. Mm. Although the truth is that children are getting these issues now. I've seen 10-year-olds with fatty liver disease. It's you know, once upon a time, yes, it was an older person's disease, yeah. But unfortunately it's becoming an everybody disease.
Mm. Fiona, are you okay to hang on there? We'll come back and chat some more.
Yes, certainly.
I'll put you back on hold. I'm talking to Fiona Kane this morning, who is a nutritionist and holistic counsellor. We've been talking about insulin resistance. Back after this. We're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. I'm having a chat to Fiona Kane, who is a nutritionist and holistic counsellor. We've been chatting about insulin resistance or metabolic syndrome, as it's, I guess, officially known, Fiona.
Yes, yeah, it has been called metabolic syndrome, and now they're starting to call it insulin resistance syndrome, but really it's all the same thing.
I think you might have just touched on it a little bit earlier, but can you, where does COVID come into play here? Can COVID have a more severe impact on those with insulin resistance?
Yes, yes, it does. Essentially, it's because that person has what's called metabolic dysfunction, and if you have metabolic dysfunction, then you are at a much higher risk of ending up in intensive care or ending up dying from COVID. So we really, really need to make sure that we reduce our risks.
So finally, Fiona, give us some good news. What can we do to protect our health?
So one is get plenty of vitamin D, which I think you've got plenty of today over in Western Australia, which we don't have
right.
in Sydney. and magnesium and vitamin C. We also need to back off on the carbs and sugar because they are nutritionally what drives these issues.
Okay.
We need to increase our omega-3s, our fish oils, and have less of those nasty seed oils. And you know, it goes without saying, but smoking is not helpful.
Yeah.
Make sure you're getting plenty of sleep, moving your body. So it's sort of all of those things. There's lots of things you can do to really help your metabolic health. Moving your body is a huge one of those, actually, and just backing off on how much sugar and carbs that you eat. Those two things will make a really big difference.
All right. Well, if you're listening, maybe today could be a good day to start small and work our way up.
Absolutely.
Fiona, really appreciate you coming on today. It's been great chatting with you.
Thanks, Mike.
Good on you. My guest on the line this morning has been Fiona Kane, who is a nutritionist and holistic counsellor. We've been chatting about insulin resistance. I'd never heard of it. Have you heard of that terminology before? Or have you heard of metabolic syndrome, which is better described as insulin resistance syndrome?
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.